Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello,
everybody.
And welcome.
I'm Allie.
And I'm Bree.
And this is Off Script,
a podcast
where we compare books to their movies.
Yeah. That is so scripted now, though.
I know. We always say the same, like, we each say the same part, too.
We do. I know. We need to switch it up.
I know.
How? I don't know. It took us forever to figure this one out.
Well, today, you guys, we're going to do Wonder. This is season 4, episode 13. And
it's last at.
You go.
No, my brain. I was going to say, it's last alley. You know what I'm trying to say?
I do. It was my last birthday pick, but there it's because go. It's our last episode ever.
Yep. And it's just going to be me. Oh, my God. Guys, I had to wake up at 1 for work and I couldn't fall asleep until like 9 o'clock last night. So I'm running on like 4 hours of sleep. Bear with me.
But anyways, off script's over. We're all done. April Fools!
I see why you're doing that.
I know, I didn't prep you for that one. I'm like, she's going to ruin my joke. I better just say April Fools right away.
Well, no, I thought it was hilarious because I just said it was your last.
I know.
That's what I just thought you were going with my joke.
I was like, oh, wow. Okay, she got it.
That worked.
I'm like, oh, no, she didn't.
Nope, I did not.
Happy April Fools. Hope you guys have a not too mean of a day. But anyways, I have a picture to paint. I'm a little pissed off right now. So it's actually a perfect picture painting for this episode. So Tyler's sick. So I went to the store just right now to buy him medicine. And I bought 8 things and I spent $114. Yeah.
What'd you buy?
I bought a couple Pedialyte stuff.
Expensive.
And then, yeah, but I buy the packets because less like, expensive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, but they have like freezer pops too, which I was like, oh, he loves popsicles. So I'll do that. Because when Tyler gets sick, he has this like, sorry, TMI, mucusy grossness that makes him cough. Mm-hmm. And he coughs so much he throws up. So he needs Pedialyte when he gets sick.
That just sucks.
Yeah, dude. Oh my gosh. But last night he was so funny. Oh, it's actually kind of gross. Sorry. He was in a good mood, so I knew he felt okay, but he couldn't stop coughing.
Yeah.
And so, like, we're like, okay, Tyler, you know, if you need to get sick, you gotta go to the potty, or I have a bowl. And he's like, I could see, he coughed, and then he kind of, like, closed his mouth. I was like, do you need to throw up? And he's like, yeah. And so we run to the potty, and then he stops halfway because he knew the bowl was in my room, and he wants to go back. I'm like, no, 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 no. Let's just go to the potty. We go to the potty. He was holding it in his mouth. I was like, Tyler, thank you for not getting sick on my bed. But, oh, my gosh, you do.
There was the bowl right there.
Yes.
Or, oh, that's disgusting.
I'd rather you get sick on the floor than hold it in your mouth.
Yeah.
That's so gross. Anyways, I gave him praise for that, though, because I was like, I didn't have to clean anything up. But that's so nasty. Anyway, so I went and I had to buy him all this Pedialyte stuff, right? And then I bought him, like, this new cold medicine to help with mucus. And then, like, what else did I get? Oh, Vicks. I bought some Vicks stuff to help break everything up. $114. The cashier even was like, what did you buy for $114? She's like, oh, you have a sick kid at home. I was like, yep. And I was just, oh, I was so mad. But anyway, so that just, I thought it was a perfect episode for this because, man, at least he just has a cold and not needing 27 surgeries.
Yeah.
Our whole.
Couldn't even imagine.
Medical over here in America, shit. You guys.
It's shit.
Anyways, so that's my picture for you. I have a sick kid and I just blew a hole in my wallet. Is that what it's called?
I think it's
pocket? No. Burned a hole in my wallet.
No, doesn't that mean that you're holding on to cash that you need to spend?
It's burning a hole in my pocket. Yeah. So what's the opposite?
Blew through my money? That's what you said.
I said blew through my
wallet. Oh, you said through your wallet. What is the saying?
Dude, I don't know. Let us know, you guys. Our brains aren't working this morning.
No, I'm out of it, y'all. Oh, man. Should I paint them my picture? I took my notes because I watched the movie first and I hadn't read or watched this one. So I didn't know anything. So I watched it and then I read it and then I was taking my notes while I read it, but I didn't have my notebook near me. So I used my phone kind of like Allie does. And now I am currently transferring my notes over because I forgot and I had to go to bed for work and
yeah. Couldn't stay up till midnight like me doing that last night.
Because I had to be up basically at midnight.
Yep. All right. So for Wonder, we have a synopsis of Augie was born with facial differences that up until now have prevented him from going to a mainstream school. Augie Pullman becomes the most unlikely of heroes when he enters the local fifth grade as his family, new classmates, and the larger community all struggle to discover their compassion and acceptance. Augie's extraordinary journey will unite them and prove you can't blend in when you're born to stand out.
What's crazy to me is now having read the book, a lot of this is like talking about how he's not seen by the society or by his community, but like a lot of the characters knew of him before he was in the school.
But they were just so still freaked out by him. Yeah. Okay. We have author R.J. Palicchio.
I have no idea how to say his name.
I think it's a girl, actually.
I have no idea how to say her name. My bad.
But we have director Stephen Chbosky.
Yeah. You're what up, Chbosky? My perks of being a wallflower, dude. Yep.
Screenplay writer was also Stephen Chbosky, Steve Conrad, and Jack Thorne.
I'm a little bit upset. How come he did good on this one and not as good on the other one?
Like, followed it?
Yeah.
You're right. There were a lot more differences in Wallflower. That was his book, too.
Yeah.
Maybe he wrote it, you know, and then years go, and he's like, you know what? I actually wish I wrote it this way.
Maybe.
But this one wasn't his story, so he didn't want to change it.
Maybe. I'm mad.
Well, listen to this. We have audiobook reader Kayla McLean, Leela Sage Bromley, Dariana Alvarez.
Wow. Say Alvarez, that one again.
Santino Bernard, Rye Chase, and Madeline Curry. And they were all kids.
Oh, that's cute.
It was really cute.
Wait, which one's Augie?
I don't know. Oh. Maybe Kaya? Did I say Kayla? It's Kaya. You would think Augie would be, you would put them in order of who.
You would hope.
I don't know. I didn't look up specific. It didn't tell me. This part is read by Kaya.
I mean, I guess that makes sense. Because why would they stop a book like that?
Right. But no, they did really good. And they were all very cute. I actually, a lot of them sounded the same. And I was like, how are there this many people reading it? I only heard like three people. But. All right, the book came out February 14th, 2012, and the movie November 17th, 2017. That's a 5-year difference. All right, you kind of answered this one, but which first?
I watched it first.
Mm-hmm. I read it first. Mm-hmm. And this was both of our first times, like we had not seen it or read it in the past.
Oh, I thought you had read it in the past.
That's why I picked. Oh, here. Why did I pick this? Here, ask me.
Hey, Allie, why did we pick this?
We'll skip.
Oh, we're skipping
we'll
initial
skip
thoughts.
That's okay. I picked it because I hadn't read it before, and this is a classic. If you're a fourth, fifth grade teacher, you should know this story. And so I had never read it or seen it, and I was like, I really want to know this story, and I'm so glad we did. And now that we've seen it, what are your thoughts? Would you recommend it or read it? Would you recommend that?
Yeah, I would. I think it's a good story on teaching people how to be nice.
I agree. I enjoyed it. Yeah. I think this, if I go back to an older grade and I continue to do my compare and contrast essays, I'll add this one to the mix.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's smart.
I have some fun facts for you, Allie. Super fun facts. While Brie finishes her notes still. We're multitasking over here. RJ Pelecchio was inspired to write this book after taking her son out for ice cream, where they saw a child Treacher Collins syndrome, and her son cried at the sight of the boy, which is Jack's story in the book.
That's sad, yeah. Actually.
That's sad.
I was wondering how this story was
I know.
Born.
I was like, it seems like a true story, but not a true story. Like, where did this all come from? So it was sort of a true story, just not following the child with Treacher Collins syndrome. All right. Jacob Tremblay and his family went to the Children's Craniofacial Association retreat, where they got to meet and befriend children with Treacher Collins syndrome, which is the same syndrome Augie has.
That's super cute.
Yeah. Jacob Tremblay's prosthetic makeup designed and created by Arjun Tuitin took an hour and a half to apply. It consisted of skull cap, prosthetic ears attached, a facial prosthetic covering Jacob's face. Wait. Yeah, Jacob.
Yeah.
His brother is in it and his name is something different. I looked that up and I got confused. Sorry. Let me confuse all you as much as I'm confused. Yeah,
exactly.
But I read also that they had to, because, you know, Jacob was underage, he could only work 9 hours. So they applied this half the time that they would normally apply it.
No.
Yeah. So it probably didn't look as perfect as they wanted to.
That makes sense.
But
I also, watching the movie and then reading the book, I realized how he looked in the movie was not as bad as he was supposed to look.
He was supposed to look a lot worse.
Yeah, I was like, oh, hold on. There's some stuff here.
I watched this with my mom and Riley, and I told my mom that. She's like, yeah, that makes sense, because he does not look that, like, to the point where everybody would be freaking out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they did not have time to, I'm sure, do as much as they wanted to.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. That's actually, you would think they would have found a way to be able to do a lot of it without him there and then just put it on.
Yeah, like almost like a cover, like a hat or something.
Yeah. But
yeah, I know.
Maybe I should have worked on this movie.
Number 4, the bicycle that August is riding in the film is the same bicycle that Elliot rides in E.T.
Cute.
I thought so. Author RJ's son appears multiple times as one of Via's classmates. And I gave you a bonus one. Number 6.
And
the book Via is reading on the steps while talking to Justin is Lessons I Never Learned at the Meadow Brook Academy, written by Stephen Chbosky's wife, Liz Mackie. Massie. M-A-C-C-I-E.
Oh, I like that a lot, actually. Yeah,
that's cute. Little one, huh?
That's very cute.
Good.
Yes, we're good. Thank you. Great.
Oh, damn, Siri. Made an appearance in, what did the freaking
accidental billion? That hasn't come out yet.
Yeah.
Next week.
Guys, you'll hear Siri again. Don't worry.
All right. So the way the book works is it follows, you know, like what, 5 or so different people and 6?
6, I think.
6 people. I don't know, however many people are audiobook readers. And but it does it much more nicely than like Carrie or something like that, because it does go back in time a bit.
Yeah, but it's a very quick, like, this is what they did during that rather than
everything exactly the same.
Yeah.
All right. So, but it kicks off with Augie. Augie is born very sick, and he has had 27 surgeries since being born. And he's about to start fifth grade. His mom thinks he should be going to a real school instead of being homeschooled like he has been. But he has facial disformities. They don't like to use that word, but I don't know another.
You definitely said disformities, and it's deformities.
Oh, gosh, you guys.
No, it was, what did they call it?
Yeah, how'd they say it?
It was something like biocranial muscular something.
Yeah, like I'm gonna remember that. What the?
Yeah, it's the scientific term for the Treacher's disease, or
right.
Yeah,
but for those that don't know what that is, exactly. His face just does not look like another person's face. What you would think, mm-hmm. But he's still the same awesome kid, super smart. But his dad is not too excited for him to go. He doesn't want to throw his son out there and get made fun of. But Augie found out he was secretly getting tested for this private school, like because someone came to the school to the house just to, you know, talk to him and everything like this. And his parents already met with the principal, Mr. Tushman. They made lighthearted jokes about his name, which calmed Augie down enough to agree to go meet him.
So I think it's really funny because if you watch our TikTok, that'll come out tomorrow. Mm-hmm. In it, or at least in one of the videos that I recorded for it, I was talking about why these people wanted to put their kid into school sooner. Because I was like, I feel like the younger children are introduced to that, the easier they'll be on him. So, of course, when he goes into fifth grade, it's going to be a little bit more difficult. But then I read the book and it explained that he was in the hospital for all those 5 years. So I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, a movie did not explain that well.
Oh, so yeah. Yeah.
I was glad to have that because, yeah, I look like someone who's just like, oh, that's so messed up. But then I read that and I was like, oh, this is why they did that.
Yeah.
Also, in the movie, August's dad was very much like, he was worried about August going to school, but there were many conversations about him going to school, and his dad kept saying, it's not just your mom thinking you should go to school. I do, too. Whereas in the book, his dad kept being like, I'm like on her side, but really, I don't want you going to school. If mm-hmm. you don't want to go to school, you don't have to. Like, I'm here for that. So there was a difference there, too. Mm-hmm.
All right. So August meets with the principal with his mom, and he's super nice. He's starting to feel a little bit more comfortable. But it turns out Mr. Tushman invited three different kids, Charlotte, Julian, and Jack, Will, to show him around campus. Charlotte's super nice. She talks about her days in the school play and all that sort of stuff. Jack seems a little bit nervous, but Julian's pretty much a jerk. And Julian like makes rude comments to Augie, like, what happened to your face? Were you in a fire? Or Augie said he's interested in science. He's like, yeah, science is the hardest elective, so you probably can't do that since you're homeschooled. Oh my gosh, watching this, mm-hmm. my mom was like, oh my gosh. She's like, I can't wait for Julian to get what's coming to him. I was like, she was so mad. Oh, and then when Augie makes the comment, because he's like, supposedly.
Oh, yep.
And Augie's
yep.
like, it's supposedly, and you said it twice. Or it's with a D. Maybe my mom can homeschool you too. My mom was like, yes, you give it to him, Augie.
Like, so the main difference here is they told August that he could ask questions in the book. And so he asked what a homeroom was. Whereas in the movie, he was just very quiet up until Jack came up to him and was like, you have to say something, otherwise Julian's just going to keep getting worse and worse. Mm-hmm.
They went back to the office and Augie gave his mom the cue that it was time to go. Like, we have to go pick V up, which was what they agreed on was we need to leave now. So she's like, okay. And then they left and she's like, Augie, is everything okay? And he told her about Julian, how he's kind of the kid that's nice to adults' faces, but a different way with kids. And she's like, okay, you don't have to go to school. Like, that's fine. Thanks for doing the interview. And he's like, no, I want to go.
Basically, that happened. Mm-hmm.
Augie went to school and he looked down at his feet the whole way to class, and he sat in the back of class. Charlotte and Jack sat down near him and they, you know, said hi. Julian sat in the front of the room and didn't even acknowledge that he saw Augie. And they get started and they do a whole get to know you thing. And one of the things Augie shared was that he likes Star Wars. And Julian asked if his little braid he had was something to do with the Padawan. and if he likes Darth Sidious, because Darth Sidious got burned, and so that's what his face looks like. And it was,
he got electrocuted, Allie.
Well, sorry, I'm not a Star Wars person.
I know, I am, and that made me love this book.
I was gonna ask, I was like, did you absolutely love it? I loved
in the movie when like just Chewbacca, my I was so glad when he asked if Darth Sidious was his favorite, and then he's just sitting in there
and he goes, ouch.
It was best. I was like, yes, give me more Star Wars.
And it's throughout the whole thing. I love that Chewie keeps randomly popping up. Oh my gosh,
walking him into class,
it was so cute.
Yeah, it was amazing.
That was a fun extra that the movie did. Yeah, it was. So
especially for the Star Wars fan,
I know.
I went into like, this movie kind of like, it's a kid movie, like it'll be enjoyable, but you know, and then all the Star Wars stuff started happening. I was like, oh, okay, this is good.
So I read it and I was like, oh, they keep talking about Star Wars. We really like that. And then I watched it. I was like, oh my gosh, they do even more.
I know. It took a long time for them to mention the Padawan braid in the book. So I was like, oh, that was just added for the movie, and then it happened. I was like, oh, good.
It happens, yes. So they went to their next class where Mr. Brown taught them English, and he was talking about precepts. And I didn't write a lot about that, but he taught about precepts throughout the whole book. And that's, eventually, it was lunch, and no one wanted to sit with him until this girl named Summer came over and sat with him. And they made it a summer birthday table because his name's August, her name's Summer. And they had this cute little thing where they were like, okay, what about this person and this person? They found ways to make their names summer related. Mm-hmm. They're like, you can sit with us if you're nice. It was just a really cute scene.
That does not happen in the movie. And Summer doesn't come to sit with August until way later in the movie.
Way later.
I was really thrown off when I was reading the book. I was like, wait, what? This is the wrong kid. It's supposed to be Jack. Because in the movie, Jack is the one who comes and sits with him because he sees you all alone.
Yeah.
But it also makes more sense for the whole dramatic thing that happens with him. Why he's the one that comes over first. Because in the book, it doesn't really seem like August and Jack are that close.
Not until like,
until after it all happens.
Right. Yeah. So I agree. It didn't make sense to me in the book why he came and sat with them so late.
Yes. That's one of my notes too.
If like, they were friends, like, okay, maybe not sitting with him first day. Sure. Whatever. Yeah. But if they end up being friends, why wouldn't he sit with him at lunch?
Right off the bat when no one else is talking to him. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that also confused me too.
I liked Summer sitting with him. But I see why they didn't in the movie, because she wasn't the primary friend.
No.
But.
Which is funny because in the book she was.
Yeah. So they switched it a little bit.
But it, like I said, it makes sense. She doesn't have the drama that comes with her, whereas Jack's story does.
Yeah.
And so if you have Augie stop talking to this kid just because of this after he's not been there, that would be weird.
Yeah. And then I think another difference is that Mr. Brown is not their homeroom, but he is their homeroom.
I'm glad. I love David. He's the best.
I'm glad he was. It made more sense. Like, why have a middleman? Just kick out the other
exactly, teacher. Yeah. Yeah. I liked it too.
Yeah. All right. So we are at the end of the day and Mom's really excited to hear how his day went, but Augie's in a really bad mood because all the mean things that Julian did. And he didn't really want to talk to her, but once they got home, he cut off his Padawan braid because Julian had made fun of it. And he cries and he's like, why am I so ugly? And his mom hugs him and said all the nice mom things. And then it just keeps going and we follow Augie through September. And this is when Jack and him become really good friends.
They become really good friends, but he never like comes and hangs out at the house or anything.
No, they're really good school friends.
Yeah. So the difference here is that in the movie, like, you see Jack coming over and playing video games with Augie and being really, really close with him.
I loved Owen Wilson playing video games with
him. Ignoring Julia Roberts. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This movie tugged at my mom heart so much because, you know, when Julia Roberts drops him off, she's just crying and she's like, please, God, let them be nice to him. And then when Augie comes out and he's talking to Jack and he's like, Mom, can Jack come over today? She's like, oh, he made a friend. And like, she like wants to say yes, but she's like so choked up she can't. And it's just, it was such a cute movie. I loved it. Anyways, okay, let's keep going. It is Augie's birthday in October, and unfortunately not a whole bunch of kids came, even though he invited everybody from homeroom so no one would feel left out because he's such a good kid. He still had a blast though because Summer and Jack came and they went bowling, and he was talking to Summer about what they're gonna be for Halloween, and it was, they decided, I don't know, he was gonna be
Boba Fett.
Thank you. One of those Star Wars things. And she's like, I'm going to be like a unicorn, but that's embarrassing. Or she was worried it was going to be embarrassing or something like that. So they came up with like alternate or whatever. Anyways, so it's picture day.
No, they didn't come up with an alternate. She said it was going to be too much. And he said, no, it's not. You do it. That sounds awesome. And so then she decided to do it. But she was like, but that's going to be too much to wear at school. So I'll do it for the parade. But at school, I'll be a goth chick.
That's what I, yeah. But see, I knew there was another costume in there somewhere. It's picture day, and Augie hates getting his picture taken, so he was able to get out of individual pictures, but not class pictures.
I loved that scene when he tried to step out of the way and Mr. Brown grabs him.
Yeah, he's like, no, 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 you're in our class.
Brings him back. Mm-hmm. In the movie, there's no birthday party and no Summer trying to be a unicorn.
Because they're not friends yet.
Yep. And August says how he plans on being Boba Fett to Jack.
Mm-hmm. School life goes on, and he noticed a game being played where if someone touches him, they have to go wash their hands immediately. And we find out that it's called the plague. And they spoke about what Halloween costumes they wanted to be in class. And Julio is going as Jango Fett, and Augie's going as Boba Fett. Mm-hmm. So that created contention right there.
Mm-hmm. How dare you be my dad?
Augie loves Halloween, though, because he can hide behind a mask and no one knows it's him. Like, he was high-fiving people, and he's like, they wouldn't do that because then they'd have the plague, and now they can high-five me. And but now it's Halloween morning, and V's having a really rough morning, but Dad's running late, and Augie's like, you know what? I know Dad stresses out when he runs late, so I'm just going to end this Jango Fett, right? Boba Fett? Boba Fett costume, mom homemade, and it's like really intricate. Like, I had to do a lot of things to get it on. So,
oh, that's why you said it was Jango, because they couldn't find a Boba Fett costume that would fit him, so they had to buy Jango Fett costume. But then his mom had to paint it green so that it could be Boba Fett.
That's definitely not why I said it, but yes, because I don't know the difference between those two. That's why I said it.
Jango Fett's outfit is blue. He's the one in. I am trying to explain which character he is to her, and I don't even think she's watched that movie.
I've watched all the movies, thank you very much.
It's the one where Anakin and Padme and Obi-Wan get locked in the like Coliseum type place.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah, okay, so Jango Fett is the blue bounty hunter, and that's Boba Fett's dad.
Okay, so Boba Fett is the kid.
Yes.
That grows up to be a person.
Yes.
A man. A person.
He's a person when he's still alive.
But anyway, so he's like worried about his dad, like doesn't want to his dad gets stressed anymore. So he's like, you know what? I'll just throw on my ghost face costume from last year and it'll be fine because I still have a mask covering me. I'll wear my other costume at the parade tonight. He gets to school and he sees Julian talking to two different kids dressed up as mummies. And he goes over and he kind of sits near them and he's listening because he hears they're talking about him. And one of the mummies he finds out is Jack. And Jack's like, yeah, I'd kill myself if I looked like Augie. And he follows me around because I had to be friends with him because Mr. Tushman told me to. And like all these mean things. So Augie went to the nurse and had his mom pick him up. And he got out of school the next day and said he didn't ever want to go back and he's not going trick-or-treating and all of this stuff.
So in the movie, the reason he changes his costume is not because his dad's running late. It's because he couldn't find a crucial part of his costume. I can't even remember what part it was, but I was sad for him.
No, it was because his dog threw up all over it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And I was sad about that. Oh, that makes sense. As I was reading more and more, I was like, wow, they don't ever make note of the dog being sick up until then, but I guess they did. It was just a very brief. I was sad that he wasn't Boba Fett. I was like, come on, there's been so much other Star Wars references in this. Why? But, and then instead of him going and sitting at a table and acting like he's one of the kids, he just walks in, hears what's said, and walks right back out.
Mm-hmm. Sad. How did you feel when you saw that Jack was saying mean things to him? About him, not to him. Like, what was your first initial thought?
I think I expected it.
Okay.
Because film degree.
Yeah.
I tend to always expect
the twist.
Like, I wouldn't necessarily call this a twist. This is just the drama between the like main character and his best friend.
Yeah.
Obviously they make you like a character, and then there's got to be drama. And kind of like when you're watching a rom-com, you know, boy meets girl.
They're gonna have boy an likes issue.
Girl. They get together. It's all perfect. And then something happens to make them like break up or something. But don't worry. At the end of the movie, they'll be together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
Mm-hmm. So to me, I was just like,
It made me so sad. Because I read it first. I was like,
Jack. Oh. Well, like, it also helped because the kid kept playing it where you could tell he was uncomfortable with Augie, but also like, not horribly, like he was still being his friend, so it wasn't bad.
Yeah,
but also wasn't great.
Fair.
Okay.
So now we're with Via. So they do a whole little section. The movie where it follows certain people, it sticks more to timeline order.
Whereas
the book goes back a little bit, so your notes might be a little. Oh no, because you followed the book this time.
Mm-hmm.
Hey!
I did. No, but I was, because I made notes of things and then like it would happen. So like,
oh,
my first note is, are you really Mrs. Halloween? Question mark. But didn't they end up still going?
Yeah, they
were. In the book?
Yep.
Yeah. So
we're with Via and she's explaining how she has loved Augie since the moment he was born. She knows she takes a back burner in the family because nothing compares to Augie and his health and the stress that, you know, his parents go through with that, and she's fine with that. It's never bothered her too much until this year.
Mm-hmm. That basically happens.
Mm-hmm. I love how in the movie, too, they did their sections. So they labeled it Via, like they did in the book. That was cool. Yep. Via went and lived with her grandmother for 4 weeks while Augie had jaw surgery one time. And this was the best time of her life because she got to not be angry at people staring at her little brother, because she is a awesome big sister and is like, what are you staring at if people like are rude to him? And I asked Riley, I was like, are you gonna be like that to Tyler? And she goes, never. I'm like, wow. Oh my gosh. When she got home, she had this brief moment of seeing Augie like everyone else, and she hated herself for that because she was like, I was free and now I'm back to having to be his protector, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to tell Gran her feelings, but she ended up dying before they saw her again. And Gran told her that she was her favorite because Augie already had a bunch of angels watching out for him. So she wanted Via to know that she was her number one. I thought that was so sweet.
I thought so, too. I was like, oh, Gran, that's nice. Also, this was when I realized that their mother is supposed to be Brazilian. Yep. And I do not think Julia Roberts is.
Nope.
So I was a little bit like, ooh, am I recasting? But I could never figure out who I wanted. So
I wonder why, like, if why would they cast mom as Brazilian if the Julia Roberts was not, just to try and keep it to the book? But it's obvious that they're not related in the movie.
Yeah, that's what made it worse.
Yeah,
I know. I don't know. It was funny because I saw that and I was like, I was trying to figure it out. I was like, why did they cast her? Mm-hmm. And then I realized.
That's why.
And then I was like, oh, Julie Roberts is not supposed to be who Julie Roberts is.
Nope. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Via believes that now that Augie is 10, they should stop babying him as much as they do. But like, she thinks all this, at least reading it first, I thought of it as like big sister nice thoughts. Like, I didn't read it as she was getting real irritated in the movie. Like, I definitely felt her irritation. Mm-hmm. But she seemed a lot more frustrated and irritated in the movie than I felt her in the book reading it first.
It's funny because I felt like she was still just as frustrated. I mean, she doesn't, because in the movie she ends up lying that she's an only child to Justin. Mm-hmm. And that never happens in the book. Mm-mm. But also, you gotta think that's just gotta be a hard life to live.
So hard. Like, so I expected her, like when they were talking about their first days, mm-hmm. right? And in the movie she's like, they all go off to help Augie and she's live with the dog. Are they gonna ask how I feel? Nope. Mm-hmm. That's kind of her level of temperament I read throughout the whole book, where she has this like sad depression. Mm-hmm. So like, we'll get to it in a second. I guess I'll wait till we get to it. So Via believes, as I said, that Augie's 10. They should stop babying him. We learn about her friends Miranda and Ella and how they're all accepted into this high school, which was like a hard to get into high school. And over the summer, Via and her friends didn't hang out once. She thought that was really odd, but you know what? Whatever. She goes to high school and she realizes Miranda and Ella are completely different. Via had a really rough day because she was alone, because now they're all the popular kids. And Miranda's mom was supposed to bring her home, but Via came up with a lie so she could go home by herself. And when she gets home, she snaps at her mom for asking questions about her day. And she went to talk with Augie, and she asked Augie if anyone was mean to him, and he answered super sarcastically. So, okay, I guess, yeah, right there. Yeah,
she, I was just going to say.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just think how her inner thoughts work, she seems like an understanding mm-hmm. person, but built up on top of everything else she's going through.
Yeah. It's anyone would freak out about that.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. In the movie, there is no Ella. It's only Miranda. Mm-hmm. And then also in the book, like, she just assumed, well, okay. So in the movie, she just assumed that Miranda hadn't contacted her because she was away at summer camp. And then at school is when she found out that actually 2 weeks ago she came back. But in the book, Via goes on Facebook and sees that she's been posting about being around. And she's like, oh, and you didn't message me.
Yep, that's right. So Via goes into details about chromosomes and why Augie looks the way he does. And we learn that she was upset on Halloween because it was the day before the anniversary of her grand's death. So her mom suggested they have a stay-at-home mental health day. But it was interrupted because Augie had to be getting home from school. Let's try that again. Mm-hmm. Mom had to go get Augie from school. Via can tell something is really wrong with Augie because he doesn't even want to go trick-or-treating. And he's the type of kid that's like, I just had surgery a day ago, but I'm going to go out on my skateboard. And so something's going on. And he ends up telling her what Jack did. So she got upset for him.
Mm-hmm.
Good big sis.
So in the movie, you don't find out when Gran died. So there's no like grief around Halloween for the family. And
no, I had to tell my mom because she's like, what? Because like she's wanted a mental health, like Julia Roberts is like, you can stay home today. And my mom's like, and I'm like,
I know.
That's the anniversary of her grandma's death. And she's like, oh, it's all clicking.
Yeah. When I saw it, I just thought it was because of like, oh, I can tell that you're going through stuff. So yeah, take the day. We'll have a girl's day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nope, there was more.
Plus the movie, the mom explains it in the movie too, very like, we'll sit at home and eat ice cream and watch movies. And like, it just seems like it's something like that. Not like a, hey, we're going to be sad together and do this.
Yeah.
So I had no idea. And then I read it and I was like, oh, weird.
Yeah.
And then in this conversation with Via, Augie actually brings up quitting school, which he never does in the movie. And they combine two different conversations that he has with his sister in the book in the movie into one right before they go to trick or treat.
In the book, we learn about school with Via and how the girls are still really civil to each other. Like they'll say hi in the hallway and stuff, but Miranda and Ella are the popular group now, so they don't hang out with her. But Via made new friends and there's a cute boy in her group named Justin. And eventually Via told August, if he wants to be a normal kid, you need to act like a normal kid. And normal kids have to go to school. And this convinced him. He ended up going back to school.
Yeah. So that part doesn't like super happen. because he never really quit school.
No, she met Justin a total different way, too.
Yeah, she was like looking, or no, she was walking away from Miranda all freaked out, and she leaned on a play board, and Justin came up and was like, oh, are you going to sign up for this? She was like, what? No. Which is weird because she seems like a total theater kid in the book.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, you should. And he signs up, which is funny because in the book, Via got him to try out for the play, not the other way around.
Mm-hmm. Now we're following Summer. People are asking her, why are you always hanging out with that weird kid? And she sat with Augie on the first day because she felt bad for him. But she soon found out he is so nice and she loves hanging out with him. And she was invited to a popular girl's Halloween party. And when she gets there, they keep asking, where's the freak? Where's your boyfriend? And all these really mean things about Augie. So she just left.
Basically, the summer section of the movie happens after Jack's section and is very different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Augie, so there's no Halloween party because we don't know her yet.
Yeah.
Augie was in a bad mood when he returned to school, obviously. And he accused Summer of only hanging out with him because Mr. Tishman told her to. And she denied it and denied it. And she got really angry when he didn't believe her. So finally he believed her. And he shared what Jack said about him. And he's like, you can't tell anyone, though.
But when Summer's part does happen, this does happen.
That does happen, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They had an Egyptian project night at school where all the families came. And Jack asked Summer if she knew why Augie was mad at him. And all she said was ghost face. And left.
I love that you said that.
What?
One of my biggest pet peeves about this book is they keep calling it Bloody Scream, not Ghostface.
Oh.
Because his name is Ghostface, but it's just Bloody Scream.
I mean, as a 10-year-old.
I mean, I guess, but in the movie, he called it Ghostface.
Right.
Because he knew what it was.
Well.
Good kid.
Yeah, I would have, who knows? I probably would have called it Scream, too. I definitely would have called it Scream up to this day. I only called it Ghostface because I heard it in the movie. Yep. Well, Augie ends up going over to Summer's house, and her mom was a little taken aback at first, but then it was a great night.
Augie never goes to Summer's house in the movie, and there's no Egyptian project in the movie.
Nope.
But the whole Jack asking Summer does happen. It's just like when they're passing each other in the hallway.
Uh-huh. All right, now we're following Jack Will. So Jack's mom gets a phone call in the summertime and says that Jack's a good egg and we would love him to help a student around the school. She explained he was picked because he's good and this child has some deformities. Immediately, Jack knew who she was talking about. Years ago, Jack and his little brother were out with their babysitter, and his brother screamed and cried when he saw Augie and then ran away. They all ran away because the sitter was like, oh my gosh, you're going to say something so rude. That's horrible. And then she felt horrible for running away. Like, oh my gosh.
I know. What a horrible situation.
I don't even know what I would do. I was really trying to put myself in that situation. Mm-hmm. I really don't know what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
I would just be like, I'm so sorry. And I would rush my kids away. But then that still looks bad. Oh, being a parent's hard. Anyways, so Jack knew exactly who they were talking about. And he found out that Julian is one of the kids going. And he knew Julian was going to destroy him. If a nice kid like his brother cries and is mean to him, think about what Julian's going to do. So he decided he felt bad for what had happened years ago. And he needed to help him from Julian.
So in the movie, Jack doesn't know right away that it's Augie that he has to help. And it's his mom who tells him, don't you remember the kid in the ice cream shop that your brother cried to? And his mom is the one who says, a nice kid like your brother cried when he saw him. So there's the big difference there.
Because his mom, I don't think, knew about the situation at all until like now.
Yeah, until because then Jack explained and was like, oh no. And she was like, what?
I raised you better than this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it basically was like, now you have to make up for it and you're going to do this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So continue fast forward. All of a sudden, August isn't talking to Jack anymore and he doesn't know why. He's super confused. But you know what? It is what it is. So I'm going to start hanging out with Julian more. Why Julian? Who knows? But There's a snow day and Jack found an abandoned sled on the side of the road, and it's like basically brand new. And Jack's family's pretty poor, so he took the sled. And Julian's friends were saying how they left a sled out. Some hobo must have taken it. I felt so sad for him.
I did too. I was like, oh, especially because he wanted to tell them about the sled.
Right.
But then I was like, oh, good thing someone cut you off.
All right. So they're in science class and they're getting a new science project. And Jack, who just finished the Egyptian project and is sucking at science since him and August aren't friends, was like, oh my gosh, all he could think of was Kevin from Home Alone going, ah. And then he's like, oh my gosh, screaming. He's like, oh my gosh, Ghostface. And it all clicked. He didn't see Boba Fett, Jango Fett, Boba Fett,
Boba Fett
on Halloween. It must have been Augie under the mask, and he feels horrible. And they're assigned partners, and Jack got assigned to August, and Julian's like, oh my gosh, let's get out of that. Like, you don't want to be friends with him or partners with him. And so Jack's like, excuse me, teacher, I was wondering.
Julian's like,
did I say Jack?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Julian was like, we already started a project. I was wondering. And she's about to say yes. And Jack's like, no, it's okay. I'm fine. I don't want to switch. And then out in the hallway, Julian's like, what the heck? Why? He's like, you don't have to be friends with that freak. And Jack just slugs him. My mom was so happy. She's like, yeah.
So in the movie, when Summer tells Jack about Bleeding Scream, he immediately realizes it doesn't take him as long as it does.
It took him like, book. Yeah, she told him in like the hallway and he found out in science class. So yeah, it took like a grand 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Where it took like weeks.
For it to all click. Uh-huh. And then when they get assigned partners, Julian tries to get Jack on his team in front of the whole class. And Jack stops him in front of the whole class, so August sees it. Whereas in the book, August was not privy to any of this.
Mm-hmm.
And so August also then watches the fight as it's happening.
So Julian's mom was horrified that she's in the office for her son fighting. Jack wouldn't say why he did it. So he was suspended for 2 days because it was right.
You mean Jack's mom was horrified?
Oh, yes, I definitely mean Jack's mom, not Julian's mom. I'm sure Julian's mom was horrified too, but Jack's mom was horrified she was in the office for fighting.
Yeah.
Jack wouldn't say why he did it. He was suspended for 2 days, but it was like the 2 days right before winter break. So then he'll have all break off and then he can come back. And Mr. Tishman just said, hey, you know what? Write an apology to me and Julian. That's all you have to do and you can come back.
Yep, that happens.
Mm-hmm. So he wrote his apology over break, and Mr. Tishman replied and said thanking him for replying and everything and saying sorry. And then we read this email. It's between several people, and one of them is Julian's mom. And she's like, I accept the apology, but we're very concerned that this happened because our boys are being made to be friends with this other child. And she doesn't know why he's there because this is not an inclusion school. And Mr. Tishman replied saying, Augie doesn't have disabilities. He passed all the exams and everything, just like everyone else. And we find out that Julian's mom photoshopped Augie out of their class photo.
So the emails don't happen in the movie, but basically Julian gets sent to the principal's office for notes he leaves for August in his locker. And you find out that Julian's mom photoshopped him out of the class photo.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I couldn't believe that. I'm like, wow. Okay.
So there's a text message exchange between Augie and Jack, and they made up and they're friends again. Charlotte lets Jack know that there is a school war going on between the boys who are friends with Jack or Julian. And she also let Jack know that Julian's mom is planning to try and get Augie kicked out of school. Jack sits down at the table with Summer and Augie now. It took this long, but so it's after winter break when he finally starts sitting with them.
Mm-hmm. Whereas in the movie, once Jack and Augie are friends,
day one.
Yep. They're sitting together.
Oh, yeah. They become friends because
with the email chain.
The very first day, because August lets Jack, or maybe it wasn't the first day, but it was like the first week. August lets Jack copy his science test.
Oh, yeah. In the movie.
Oh, my gosh. Riley would not. She was like, ah. And she like covers her eyes. She's so She hates cheating and the possibility of getting in trouble.
That's good.
Yes, it is. Okay. Anyways, so Jack came over to the house and they worked on their science fair project and they settled on like a potato clock because everyone's going to do a volcano. And Via brought her new boyfriend over. And when they met him, they saw he had a musical instrument case. And they're like, is that a machine gun? You should tell people it is because that'd be really cool. Mm-hmm.
Jack is not there when they meet Justin in the movie.
Nope.
And I was like, wow, I kind of would have liked that a little bit. Also in the movie, Jack and August become friends again over Minecraft. And I actually kind of like that. I
thought it was cute.
Where are you? I'm on the boat.
It was such a fifth grade thing.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
I don't understand Minecraft to save my life.
No, but it seemed very 10-year-old.
Yep. And then the whole boy war thing doesn't happen in the movie.
Mm-mm.
And in the movie, their science fair project is way cooler than potato clock. Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. When I got to that part, I was waiting for Jack to be like, nah, that's boring. But then they were like, okay, that's it. I was like, what? No.
All right. Justin. We're following Justin now. So Olivia prepared Justin for August, but he was still a little shocked. But you know what? He's tried to compose himself. And we learn his background about how he's basically neglected by his parents. Like, as soon as he could take care of himself, they were like, thank gosh, let's just go do it yourself. And when he met Olivia's parents, he saw how much they loved each other and how much they were there for each other. And it was like a whole new world to him.
Mm-hmm. Justin just explains that he's a only child in the movie. And so you don't really know about his parents.
No, but he said that like he had to fight his mom off from taking him in the whole town to the subway. And he is the exact opposite
of what is written.
Yeah. I thought that was a weird change.
The one thing that I made note of, because I know since Allie listened to it, she wouldn't have seen this, but all of Justin's chapters, there's no capitalization in it.
Oh.
It's all lowercase. I don't know what that, like,
why
decision was for. Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting.
It took me, I like read a paragraph and I sat there and I was like, this is weird. And I like looked at the rest of the page and I was like, okay, you just gotta deal with it.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Jack and Justin kind of took the subway together and Julian came out of this shop, and I think it was ice cream shop, and with two other kids, and they start making fun of him, and Jack then ended up telling Justin kind of what's going on, and they split ways, and Justin found these boys again, and he went up to Julian. He's like, never mess with Jack again or else, and he taps his instrument case because it was like
looks like a machine gun. That doesn't happen in the movie,
but they had the comment about it looking
the
like
machine
it was,
yeah. It's just that August says it, whereas in the book it's Jack who says it.
Yep. So Justin got the lead in the school play and Via unfortunately got understudy role to Miranda. And Justin and Miranda were talking one day after practice and she's asking about Augie and Justin's like, oh, you know him? And she's like, yeah, Via and I are best friends since kindergarten. And Justin finds out that he talks to Via about this and he's upset. He's like, why didn't you tell me? And she's all snappy with him, but we find out it's this along with she feels guilt because she hasn't told her parents about the play because she doesn't want Augie coming because she's like brand new in this school and nobody knows about him.
Mm-hmm.
But she feels horrible about this.
What's funny is that never gets explained very well in the movie. So she is just keeping the play a secret from her parents for some reason. So then when her parents were like, oh, Augie, it's a play you wouldn't want to go watch. I was like, oh, is it about a deformed person or something? And then they were like, our town. I was like, no. Like, I've watched that movie and that play many times. Or not movie. I don't think it's a movie. I think it's just a play. And right here in the movie, after this, Miranda then calls the house. We don't get this in the book until Miranda's bit. But in the movie, Miranda calls the house and is talking to Augie. And honestly, she, like, in the movie, it's almost like she's calling just to see if Miranda, or not Miranda, if Via is dating Justin.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, oh, how are you?
My mom thought she was up to something.
I know.
She's like, that girl, what's going to happen?
I thought she was going to try and break him up. Uh-huh. And I was like, ooh, I don't like you.
Yep.
But then that was not it. It was just, oh, I'm not in her life anymore and I miss her. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know. By the end of the conversation, mom's like, oh. It was a complete 180 from the start of the 2-minute conversation.
What's funny is it took her doing the thing at the play for me to have my feelings change. I was like, I still don't like this. This is weird that you're like, oh, I miss you. Like all this to Augie, like
her whole part.
Her whole part is weird a little bit, I think, in my own opinion.
Well, we'll get there in a second. First, we're back with August and all the parents are staring at him because they're at the science fair project. And he's like, whatever. He's slowly getting used to it. Eventually, everyone is giving up this boy war because Julian made up a stupid lie about Jack hiring a hitman. And they started putting notes in each other's locker. Julian did really mean ones, but Jack and Augie did fake love notes like, oh, Bathilda loves you and stuff like that. Like adorable little fifth graders in class. August starts making jokes. He's like, did you know the ugly dolls guy made the dolls after me? And these girls were like, oh my gosh. And they're realizing, everyone's realizing how funny and what a good kid Augie is, even though he doesn't look like they do. And Augie needs hearing aids now, which he absolutely hates. But he can hear so well and he didn't realize how bad his hearing was.
In the movie, Julian only does notes to August. He doesn't do notes back. Mm-hmm. And the rest of that does not happen.
No, he does not need a hearing aid.
Mm-mm.
That's a big part of the book.
A very big part of the book.
So a big fight breaks out when mom and dad found out Via is involved in the school play and didn't tell them. Eventually, things calm down and they say that, Augie, you know what? You probably won't like the play. But I'm going to stay home. Dad will go with Via. And this pissed Via off. She's like, you're punishing me now. And Augie could see through all their lies. And he knew that Via didn't want him at her school. He ran off to his room. And eventually Via came up and told August to come downstairs because Daisy, their dog, is not doing well. And they all said goodbye to Daisy. And she was taken to the vet and had to be put down. And the fighting stopped. And that family were all there together for each other.
In the movie, this felt very weird. Like, it felt like he ran upstairs and she was running and crying about the dog.
There wasn't like a... It seemed like there was at least a 10, 15, 20 minute break in the book.
Yeah. No, he said it was a half hour because he was like, mom should already be up here checking on me. Oh, that's right. And he was like, what's taking her so long? It's been a half hour already. I was like, wow, little kid tantrum. No one mom's going to come and be like, oh, I'm sorry.
Also... Did they say what type of dog it was in the book?
No.
Okay. I imagined a golden retriever.
Daisy. Of course you did.
Well, you just think Daisy. I don't think a little whatever dog it was in the movie.
Well, no, because remember the... Well, I guess...
They said it was a big dog, though, didn't they? Because he, like, took up the bed?
No.
After Augie's surgeries?
No.
Oh.
They say that the dad brought him home from a hobo. So... I guess when I was reading it, I thought mutt. And so the dog that they have playing it does look like a mutt.
It does.
So
I thought my goldies. All golden. Anyways. So they went to the play and they're expecting to see Miranda. But Via comes on stage. Miranda got sick. So Via took the understudy role and went on. And at the end of the play, Justin and Via got a standing ovation. And Augie just felt all the love in the room. And he's like, I think everyone should get a standing ovation at least once in their lives. And Augie's looking for his family after they go find Via. And he gets a giant hug from Miranda from behind.
Because he got lost.
He did get lost.
And he was freaking out.
Yep.
But Miranda was there. Mm-hmm. And basically that happens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't say.
Yeah, he doesn't say the standing ovation thing. Allie's mad about that.
I am very mad about that, actually. Because it's not like... They did a really good job of having internal monologue throughout this whole movie. They could have just really quickly done a sentence right there.
Yeah. Instead of at the end.
But they didn't. Now we're following Miranda. And Miranda's parents had a really nasty divorce. and she decided to go get a camp job so that she could get away from it all. She was not very good at making friends, so she basically pretended that she was Via at camp because Via's life was
better than hers.
And Via's a nicer person and a better person and all this. And she ends camp by being with the most popular girl, and she really enjoyed being popular. So she's like, okay, I'm going to be popular in high school. Okay.
I wish I could just...
I know, decide.
I got this.
She couldn't tell Via, though, because Via would... Then she'd have to admit what she did by claiming that Augie was her brother and all this sort of stuff. But she really missed Via. She ended up calling the house at one point and talking to Augie, and she let him know that she missed him and tell Via she misses her, too. And she saw that Via signed up for theater, so she's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to sign up for theater too, and maybe we'll be able to hang out more. But she ended up getting the lead role, and none of her family could come to the opening night, but she heard that Via's family was there, so she faked sick so Via could go on instead. And then she was invited to Via's house after.
Actually, in the book, she saw Via's family.
She did.
But yes. In the movie, she heard
yes
that Via's family was there. But then that basically happens.
Mm-hmm. Now we're following Augie. At the end of the year, the kids get to go to camp. And Augie was really nervous because he's never done a sleepover before or a successful one. And he was going to bring a little stuffy, but he ended up leaving it for his mom to snuggle. And mom made sure to tell him to take good care of your hearing aids. They're very expensive. And Julian was not going, so this is a bonus. So Augie's looking more forward to the trip now.
There is a camp. I didn't pick up that he was nervous.
In the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Because basically at this point he had friends. And so yeah. He was like, yeah, I'm going.
Yep. All right. So it's been a good start to camp. They're about to watch The Sound of Music in this giant outdoor theater. But Jack has to go pee. But of course the line is ridiculous. So they're like, let's just go in the forest. So they go out and they go to the bathroom. But then these punky seventh graders came out and they could smell like cigarettes and all the stuff that, you know, they're not supposed to be doing. They start making fun of August. Jack stands up for him, but they're super big. And Julian came out of the woods. Nope. Julian's friends came out of the woods and basically rammed into these seventh graders. And they drug August and Jack along so they could run away from these guys. And they all had a bonding moment where August held up a hand to high five. And they actually high fived him. Mm-hmm. And one of them pointed out, Augie, you're missing your hearing aids. And Augie starts sobbing. And they held on to him and let him cry. And they tried to find him, but it was no use. They couldn't find him anywhere because it's nighttime.
This makes no sense to me in the movie. Because in the movie, they're in a little building for camp watching the movie. And they're like, hey, let's get out of here. Whereas in the book, they're outdoors watching this movie. I envision like a drive-in setting.
Mm-hmm.
And like they even say, if you don't want to watch a movie, there's stuff for you guys to go do over there. So it totally makes more sense for kids to be like, okay, I'm going to go over here and do this. Whereas in the movie, it really doesn't make sense for them to be like, let's peace out.
Yeah, they just sneak off.
Yeah.
This was another part where Riley's like, they're going to get in trouble. I was like, I mean, if they did this, yes, they should have.
Yeah.
But they weren't doing anything bad in the...
No, in the book, no, not at all. So then It felt very weird to me when they like leave and all of a sudden Jack's like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom. I was like, right. What? Why didn't you just go in the bathroom of the building? And then in the fight too, August actually fights. Mm-hmm. August actually throws some punches in the movie. So then he like gets to go and brag to his dad that he threw some punches.
Mm-hmm.
And then he doesn't have hearing aids. So then after the fight, when he starts crying, I was confused. I thought he was crying just because all the boys were being nice to him.
Yeah, this was something that Riley's like, is he sad? And my mom's like, I think they're happy tears. But you know what? You couldn't really tell in the movie.
No. It made absolutely no sense. It was just out of nowhere. He was crying.
It was their way of getting this bonding, it's okay, Augie,
yeah,
hug moment in. So all the boys agreed that they're going to be Augie's guard now. So like, we're going to watch out for you, kid. And they go back to their spots and the boys are telling everybody what happened and it's spread fast. And people keep asking Augie if he's okay. And they're like in his corner and trying to figure out who these kids are. And Augie's like, I don't remember their faces, even though that's a lie because he could not go to sleep that night because he kept seeing their faces of how scared they were and how mean they were and all this. The school said they would reimburse him for his hearing aids.
No, the camp.
The camp, sorry. Mm-hmm. So they'd reimburse him for his hearing aids because they went out and they looked for him too. Mm-hmm. And he gets off the bus because naturally his mom was called. And she's there hugging him and they just went home.
And basically that doesn't happen in the movie. He gets off the bus and tells his parents about the fight.
Yeah, all proud.
Yeah.
So mom is really good. And she's like, let's Augie say what he wants to without prying him too much. And he's like, you know what? I'll tell you everything as soon as Dad and Via get home. But he didn't because they came home with a brand new puppy.
And they didn't do that in the movie.
No. Goodness. All right. Augie met with Mr. Tushman right before the end of the year. And we found out the seventh graders were identified. And Augie noticed that in his office, there's a self-portrait. Because at the beginning of the year, they made self-portraits, but they made them like what they would be like as if they were an animal. And he's like, that's mine. And that was just a cute moment. Julian will not be returning to school next year because he's not a good fit. And everyone treats Augie differently now. And it turned out to be a great end of the year.
And none of that happens, including Julian. Julian gets to come back next year.
No, his mom said he's not going to be returning.
Oh, yeah, because she was all snooty.
Yeah, but
Julian didn't want to leave.
Yeah, he got a redeeming arc. Moment.
Yeah,
where he's like, I'm sorry. And then at the end, he's cheering for Augie and all this sort of stuff. Whereas in the book, he's just a snothead throughout the whole thing.
Yep.
So Augie is on his way to graduation with his dad. And he found out his dad threw away an astronaut helmet he had when he was younger. So this is a big deal in the movie.
Yeah, it's like, I forgot. I actually had a note of that earlier and I just skipped right over it. He wears this astronaut helmet throughout the whole movie.
And it's supposed to be when he's like five or something like that. He wears it throughout the whole year.
Mm-hmm. And then stops.
Because he loses it.
Mm-hmm.
But we find out dad threw it out. And he's like, I missed your face. I love your face. And
I thought that was...
I know. He's like, does mom know? He's like, oh God, no. No, don't tell her. Augie sat with Jack and they went through all the awards and Mr. Tushman's speech and Mrs. Tushman's... I'd say that like 12 times fast. Was all about kindness and everything like this. And the final award is given and it's based after the creator of the school or whatever. And he found a quote. And it's the award's about strength and lifting hearts. And Augie got the award. And he's like, that's kind of cool because I'm just being me. And I got an award for being me. And when he got the award, he got his standing ovation.
Mm-hmm.
It was so cute.
This is where Allie gets her line.
Yes, that's it. Just right there. And it's not like I was telling Bree, like, once he gets the award and he's in shock, but he starts going up and you hear that people start standing up, you're like, he's getting his ovation, which in the movie, you're just like, oh, of course they're going to give him a standing ovation.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, he's just like, I think everyone should get a standing ovation just because that's a moment where it's like, that felt good.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't something he was like, oh, I hope I do one day. And you're thinking in your head, like, you probably won't, kid. Like,
well, did you see that? Or did you hear? I don't know if the audiobook did after the book was over. It went into all of Mr. Brown's precepts for the whole year.
Yeah.
And then the kids.
Yeah.
And August's.
Yeah. And that was his.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was probably why they put it in the movie. They otherwise probably would have just kept it out.
I know. It's like one of the best parts.
And the other thing is that in the movie, no other kid gets awards. It's literally just August who gets the award.
Well, he said, now that we're finished with the other awards, we have one final award. So
it happened, didn't see it.
Yeah.
Dumb. I kind of would have, because again, this to me was the hero winning.
No, I like, get that. That's what I thought at first too. I was like, But I mean, the way the movie did okay explaining this too, but the book, Mr. Tushman's speech did really well saying, you know what? This award is about people who show courage and bravery and they help lift people's hearts and everything, mm-hmm. which is everything that Augie did because he was brave for mm-hmm. going to school. He ended up changing the hearts of people who were like, oh my gosh, to mm-hmm. understanding and all this sort of stuff. So he did actually earn that award.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I could see it being like, oh, he just got it because he's
the hero of our story.
Yeah. No, the book made it make more sense. And then, as Bree said, the book ended with Mr. Brown's precepts and all the kids sending them, because every month he had a precept, and he's like, you know, my favorite thing is when you go on summer vacation, send me a postcard that with your precept. And so it was all the kids. It was cute.
The other note I had during the graduation was that the kids are sitting next to the parents in the movie. So like August gets to turn to his parents and react to having won an award with them. Mm-hmm. I like better in the book where
they're all on stage or wherever they're supposed to be, or in the front row just with the kids. Mm-hmm. You think that's how it would be.
You think
that's how it is for other graduations. Mm-hmm.
Stupid Hollywood.
Anyways, that's it, you guys.
We did it.
Yeah. Okay, so we have IMDb, and they're casting or listing that 79 people are cast for this movie. Yes. I'm just going to start making stuff up now.
Sounds good. Do it.
We have Jacob Tremblay as Augie.
Oh, I love him.
He was so cute.
He's adorable. I love him so much.
I didn't realize how much stuff he has done.
Yeah, he's done a lot.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was looking at his profile, and I'm like, holy cow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a good little actor. Mm-hmm.
We have Owen Wilson play dad, Nate.
Oh, he was perfect.
Oh my gosh.
I love him as dad.
So good. I was like trying to imagine him while reading the book.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that'll be interesting. Like, but dad was always described as funny. So I'm like, okay, Owen Wilson's funny.
Yeah.
No, he did fantastic.
He was perfect. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep.
And then we have Isabel Vidovic.
I actually, what's funny, I didn't think I was recasting anyone, but I actually think I'm recasting her. Hold on.
Oh, she plays Via, the sister. I thought she did fine. No, I thought, I don't know. I could see if I recast anyone, it would be her. She wasn't as perfect as I thought, but.
My brain keeps putting Thomasin McKenzie in it.
Oh, what's she from? She looks familiar.
She's Gumby and Jojo Rabbit. Oh. She was in Last Night in Soho, Leave No Trace, Old, Power of the Dog, Lost Girls. Oh, she's Astrid from the Battle of Five Armies.
Oh, who's Astrid? She's one of the kids. That's who I think. Oh yeah, she's one of what's his name's kids. Okay, yeah, I see it right there.
Her? Mm-hmm. I don't see it, but okay.
I don't see that being her. Or you don't see?
I don't see it looking like her, but apparently it is
makeup.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, but yeah.
Okay.
So maybe that's how you know her. I don't know, but that's who I keep picturing, and I only just now realized. I was like, wait, nope, that's not who it is.
Okay, well, there you go. Then we have Julia Roberts as Isabel.
Mom. I wish she was Brazilian. That's my only problem, because the only person my brain kept going to was Penelope Cruz, and I don't think she's Brazilian.
I don't know if she is. I kept imagining Jennifer Garner throughout this whole movie, or a whole book. And then I watched a preview before I finished. I was like, oh, it's not Jennifer Garner. But anyways, yeah. So if I recast, I would recast Jennifer Garner. But yeah. I don't want to.
Yeah, I liked her in this role. Yeah, I wish she was Brazilian.
Okay.
Wish they got the right nationality.
Fair. Mandy Patinkin played Mr. Tishman.
I feel bad that his name is Mandy, but I liked him.
I liked him too. He looked really familiar, and I did not look up where I would have known him from. But he kind of reminded me of Sean Connery without the accent.
Mm, yeah, I could see that. Mm-hmm.
All right, we have Noah Jupe as Jack Will.
He was cute.
He was a good little kid.
Yeah.
Bryce.
Funny.
Yeah, sure. What's he from? We just did him.
He's from A Dog's Purpose.
Oh, he's little Ethan.
Yeah.
Wow. I was like, why? Because I was copying and pasting. I was like, it's that same last name again.
Why do I have to say that again?
I didn't realize it was the same kid. Yeah, he played Julian. Wow, he plays I liked him in Dog's Purpose. And now I'm like, wow, you're a little punk kid. He's a good actor.
Yeah, he did good. Mm-hmm.
Ellie McKinnon, Charlotte. She did fine. She's good. A little Broadway star.
Oh, yeah, she was cute.
Mm-hmm. How do you say it?
David Diggs.
Mr. Brown.
I love him.
He did so great.
Much.
He is a teacher I aspire to be.
I love him. He's in Hamilton. I didn't realize he was in this, and I was doing my laundry while I was watching this, and I heard his voice, and I like turned right around. I was like, wait, hold on. I was so excited.
No, I liked him a lot.
Yeah, he was good. Mm-hmm. I was glad that they made him in the movie a lot more.
He was yeah. Much more involved in the movie than he was in the book. Millie Davis plays Summer.
Oh yeah, she was sweet.
But she's trying to remember who all these characters are.
Yeah, I'm like, Summer, who the hell is Summer?
She had her whole own part in the movie.
I know. I was like, wow.
Danielle Rose Russell's Miranda.
Yeah, she did fine.
She did good.
Yeah.
Najee Jeter? Justin.
I loved him.
I did too.
And like, I read the book and he was like supposed to have long hair and all this stuff. And I was like, no. Justin has short hair.
Yes.
He is perfect.
He was really good.
Yeah, I liked him.
I just threw this one in here for you. Michael Allen Healy played Chewbacca.
Yes, the best.
I was going to put Sidious in here too, but.
Thank you. I would have been happy if you did.
I'm sorry. I did not.
Guy who plays Sidious was great too.
But I did put Gidget, the dog.
What a cute name for a dog.
I know.
She's cute.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is the theme of the book and the movie the same?
Yeah.
It is very much so.
The characters stay true.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And which do you prefer?
I think I have to go movie.
Really?
Yeah.
And why?
Because of all the Star Wars stuff. I love it. Especially, that was the book.
What?
I was going to say, especially when he was talking about how it felt like when Luke blew up the Death Star. Mm-hmm. And they gave him a standing ovation for that. But that was definitely the book.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I like seeing all this. Show me Star Wars people in any movie and it would probably be one of them. Oh, yeah. I like this movie.
I had a really hard time because I'm going to go book. Mm-hmm. But.
They're very similar.
Very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie is so fun to watch. It's mm-hmm. such a cute movie. I think the reason I chose book is just there's those extra little details that make everything make sense.
That's
and
true.
So yeah. Seeing the movie after reading it, it was fun. Like they did the scene where at the beginning, Augie explained his whole birth and explained how the nurse mm-hmm. was. Yeah. Farting and all this sort of stuff. And then that's thrown into the movie.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make sense unless you've read the book.
Yeah.
And so it's like.
Actually, no, it made sense to me. Because at the start of the movie, they explain that story.
In detail in the book or in the movie?
Not like big detail, but he talks about how there was a nurse that kept farting and the doctor was a kid. And then.
They didn't say that she was farting in the because this is a great conversation in the movie at the beginning because I was sitting there waiting for it and they didn't say it.
Well, I knew what was going on when they were talking about it.
Okay.
In the dinner scene. So okay. It might have so been like a passing clicked. Comment.
Or... Okay. Okay. Well, there was different things that I just like. I like the hearing aids part and like, yeah. Just little details. I liked the book a little more, but I definitely mm-hmm. we bought the movie. So
we're gonna watch
it. Mm-hmm. So it was on sale. So
but that makes sense.
I will definitely watch it again.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. This was tough for me too, actually. But
I understand seeing Chewbacca on the screen of literally not a Star Wars movie. That is pretty exciting.
It's literally once Darth Sidious came on, I was like, what is this?
I just love that he goes up to Chewbacca and he's like, I'm sorry for staring at you. It's like, because all of this was internal in the book. So to actually see it.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, because I wasn't expecting Chewbacca to make his noise. Because I was like, because it's not a Star Wars movie. Like, Sidious going, ouch, made sense because he didn't sound like Sidious.
So yeah.
I was like, okay, we're good. But then when Chewie made his noise, I was like, it's Star Wars for sure.
Gosh.
Plus just seeing Chewbacca out of school.
It was so cute. Walking into class. Oh, everybody staring at him. Oh, that was one of my favorite parts of this movie.
Alrighty, you guys. Let's do a sneak peek. You like what you hear?
You like what you see on our Instagram and Facebook?
And sometimes YouTube.
Oh, and TikTok?
Yeah. Well, then rate us.
Subscribe.
And review.
Do it all.
Mm-hmm. It helps us.
On Wednesday, we have a mini-sode for you.
Why, yes, we do. Actually, we know what this one's going to be.
We do know this one.
Mm-hmm. We are watching a different version of Gatsby, guys.
We're going to tell you what we think compared to the one that we did at the beginning of season 3.
Mm-hmm. With Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, this one has Paul Rudd in it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a comedy now? Let's find out.
I'm interested. Doesn't he play Nick?
Yeah.
I want to know who plays Gatsby.
I don't recognize him. No one. I mean, you might, but no one.
No one you know? Mm-mm. All right. I'm intrigued.
Paul Rudd's the only one I recognize in the whole movie.
It's also hard because Leo's Gatsby. Mm-hmm. Leo is my Gatsby. So I'm like, what will you think?
He hasn't watched it yet.
Mm-mm. Allie watched it.
I did watch it already.
Mm-hmm. Could you remember the storyline well enough to like...
I did remember the storyline. Okay. Yeah. So I was able to...
Good. That's what I've been worried about. I'm like, okay, I'm about to watch this and I don't even... Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite books. I know. My worry.
You'll remember. That. Yeah. No, you'll remember. I can't remember. I remember the story.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't remember details of like that happened in the movie, that happened in the book. But I remember... things that happened. So
okay,
I'll need your help for
I got you part. I could do that. And then Monday we got one that I'm actually really excited about,
The Accidental Billionaires,
but you might have heard it as The Social Network.
Come listen all about Facebook.
Yeah. And the whole story behind that.
Yeah, the deceit, the betrayal.
I know. And yet we all use it still.
Yep. That's actually a really fun episode. I like that episode.
I do too. I haven't edited it. I haven't edited it yet. But I'm really excited to. I think it's going to be really good.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
Okie dokie. Right. So with that wonder...
Went off script.
Bye. Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shout outs to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.